This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bearing down on Pensacola, Tallahassee, and a slew of other towns and cities on the Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley says, I'm out. She's not going to be the ambassador to the UN any longer at the beginning of the year, but it was all positive as the president gave his blessing. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's rock into this thing and talk first about Nikki Haley and the surprise, because it was kind of a surprise. Although if you watch Haley and you are a political operative, you would realize if I'm her campaign person, and she only has some close advisors, she doesn't run a leaky ship, shockingly, so much else leaks out of Washington and circles that are political, but it doesn't with her so far. So the departing UN ambassador has really built her own brand up, especially politically speaking, whether you like Haley or not, from the female perspective for the Republicans, she is a strong candidate to run for president eventually. But she says she's not going to do it and challenge the president in 2020. What about afterwards in her mid-40s? She looks like she could be that person. Perhaps because she's a rising star in the political, Republican Party. And this is why she would step away, because being the ambassador doesn't do much for her in that sense. And certainly from the financial point of view, in flat out building up your money, your base, you don't do that. You're not doing that when you're the ambassador. But you still are making news and serving the nation. Is just a different kind of thing. So I think that's what she's doing. She's leaving on her own terms, and everything's still intact. The president signs off on that, says what a great job she did. It's all good on all sides of this thing for her. Who comes in next? Who knows? But I think watch her and see where she goes. And I think this was pretty, the timing of this was pretty spot on, especially before the 2018 midterm elections, because this way, you know, forget it. Don't worry about eyeballing what's happening there and keep the focus on it's chaotic. It might be chaotic, but we're not going to see any political fallout from that, because I've already said whatever happens, it's about me just resigning from the position as the ambassador, so not any of the other nonsense that's going on. She's not tied to that. She's not tied to whatever the politics and tactics of the White House are, whether she agrees with some of them or doesn't agree with some of them. She had high praise for Ivanka and the president, but she certainly was already a rising star when the president began his run, when Trump began his run for president in 2016. And I think there's more to come for her. What it is, I don't know, but I guarantee this is not it. Yeah, this isn't it. There's going to be something else that comes up for Nikki Haley, which means there is a vacancy as far as who comes in next, but that can easily be filled. And that it will be. The focus won't be on that for the next couple of weeks, but then it will bounce back and someone steps in there. In fact, Ivanka's name came up and the president said that she would be great. She would be incredible, but that would be nepotism. And she made it clear she wasn't going to jump for that job. That she wasn't going to, like, you know, there wasn't the interest there. She wasn't interested in that. Let's put it that way. You know what? Something else that has happened that's interesting with this hurricane bearing down on the panhandle you know, right away you got to declare a state of emergency. Right away you got to get everybody in line with what could happen here. And as I watched people who were filling sandbags, man, that was incredible what I saw. Of course, gas tanks have to be filled, so gas stations are overwhelmed, bottled water, shelves are picked apart, people are just hurrying to pack this and stack the sandbags, because Wednesday afternoon, this is when it's going to make landfall at Florida's Gulf Coast, and shelters are open, schools are shut down, and what some are saying in Panama City is, wow, this came on quickly. We just all of a sudden, boom, Cat 3, and we could see 12 feet of water in some areas. So governors in Florida, Alabama, and Georgia declared those state of emergencies. Boom, you got to pull that lever quickly. Break the glass, pull the lever. Picture it in your mind. I'm the governor. This is what I do right away. No fooling around with this. And now you have backup when something happens. This is a unbelievable storm. And looking at it, tracking it, watching it, it just seems to get worse. And this isn't lost on the Florida governor, Rick Scott. It just keeps getting more dangerous. Unless it makes that weird turn, which would be fabulous if it did that. I mean, didn't even just all of a sudden dissipate it, but I don't think so. Looking at this thing, I mean, it is devastating. And, you know, hurricanes are based, they're categorized on wind speed. But, you know, so when you say four, when you say it touches down at a four, the kind of storm surge on that coastline, kiss it goodbye. If you spend any time in Fort Walton Beach or Destin, beautiful areas, I think it's going to look different when you go back there. Panama City, people are battening the hatches. They're down in cots with blankets and sheltering. And so that part's good, and I hope everyone is out. If we learned anything, get out. There are ways. That's why they have shelters. There are ways to get out of whatever situation. And, you know, you worry about some of the older people and some of where they are, and are they getting them out? Because, like I said, what are the things you got to worry about? People, water, gas, food. And then if the lights go out, which happens, the power outage is the first thing you expect, but this could really affect a ton of people. I mean, just a ton of people. It looks awful where it's headed. I mean, just absolutely awful. So there's a new justice on the Supreme Court, and he's with his colleagues after being officially sworn in again on Monday by the president. There were some protesters outside of the Supreme Court on Tuesday for his debut, but it wasn't quite the size of over the weekend. There were, you know, a couple of hours of oral arguments. Kavanaugh was a participant in that first sitting. And when he sat on the court, they acknowledged it, just saying, Justice Kavanaugh, we wish you a long and happy career in our common calling. And then they went to the three cases that called on them, for one, to decipher the Armed Career Criminal Act that was passed in the 80s, and it was supposed to help get people with a history of violence off the streets by enhancing prison terms. So there were stiffer penalties for people convicted in federal court of possessing firearms if they had been found guilty of violent felonies. And then there was Stokeling versus the United States. That's a Florida guy who said his conviction for snatching a necklace from someone's neck should not be counted as a violent felony. So they're looking at that case. Pretty interesting. And that was it. That was the first day for Justice Kavanaugh. It's all about the numbers. We're counting them next. We can count.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's all about numbers, so let's hit them. How about this? The American Music Awards. Taylor Swift went after her fans when she did her acceptance speech. She won an AMA. But when I say she went after her fans, she just told them to get out and vote. She said, this award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people. And you know what else is voted on by the people? Midterm elections. Get out and vote. She put out a post that has been shared 2 million times. And of course, she has a young audience, and she was referring, part of it was referring to getting the young audience out there to go and vote. The sharing of the 2 million is your number, and she has those numbers for sure, and she definitely has some thoughts on the upcoming midterms. The midterms are going to be interesting because what are we going to see? Traditionally, we don't see in this country very many people vote. They talk about it and they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go vote. And then they don't. Presidential election cycles, there's more people that go out and vote, period, across the board. So for midterms, you'd be surprised. The drop-off, could it be any lower? Because we don't even have 50%. Even lower. Wonder if this is going to be a little bit different this time around, and we're going to see more people that go out and vote. I think people, look, I don't care how you vote. I care that you vote and you're involved. I think that's why I say that, because your vote is your vote. And we, in other places, other countries, I've seen this where you really can't vote freely. We get to vote freely, even if we don't agree on what our fellow Americans are voting on and who they're voting for. Very scary Hurricane Florence. think about it. September 14th, it made landfall in North Carolina. Do you know what's happened since then? This is the thing people don't talk about, the aftermath. It spawned thousands of what they call mega mosquitoes across the state. They're giant and have zebra sort of striped legs. They're 2 to 3 times as big as a normal mosquito that you get in the summer. And when you see it, you're going to notice it. It's bigger than a penny. And they carry, they say it's most likely not going to make anyone sick, but they can carry heartworm. They don't usually carry, you know, a dog's heartworm, but they don't usually carry human diseases. I guess that's the good news. But if you react badly to mosquitoes, it's not good. And it's, frankly, I saw a picture of them. It's a pretty big mosquito. I would notice it. You know, it's a big mosquito. So there are close to 4,000 species of mosquitoes in the world, at least 61 species in North Carolina alone. That is frightening. Governor Roy Cooper ordered $4 million to fund mosquito control efforts. He says it's important because after an initial wave of giant mosquitoes, a second wave of others come. And that's not good. They can carry West Nile. They carry things that can kill you. Ugh. So even when you're cleaning up, it's never over. It's the aftermath. I say that all the time. People forget. It's the aftermath. What other damage, what other surprises, what other curveballs get thrown the way of the people who had to pick up the pieces from a hurricane, a tornado, or whatever it might have been. This was such a sad story to me. Dylan Thomas, the Georgia high school football player who died after a game last month, they say succumbed to cardiac arrest stemming from a head injury. Just 16 years old. No autopsy. The injuries were documented at the hospital. The athlete's parents are fine with the decision not to do an autopsy. But he fell in the third quarter of a game between his school and another school. And he needed assistance, but was alert and responsive. He told trainers he lost feelings in his legs. He was helped off the field, examined, all that kind of stuff. But then his condition got worse, you know, after he came off the field. And before he knew it, they took him to a hospital in Atlanta, and he died at the hospital a couple days later. After surgery, they did 40 hours of surgery, medical testing, life-saving, everything. They said he was in great physical shape, and there were no pre-existing medical conditions, none of that. They don't know. They say it was just an anomaly thing. It was the perfect amount of pressure on the perfect spot at the perfect angle. Oh, how sad is that? I mean, you know, fans, just people jammed the funeral services, but, ooh, the perfect storm in a very sad, sad way, just unexplainable. On the sidelines, not seemingly feeling okay, then all of a sudden taking a turn for the worse. That's why those concussion protocols that they take now, especially in the pros, but in college, whatever, so vital if somebody's not feeling right, because we're seeing what can happen. And the drop-off between, I just feel a little shook up to, ooh, something is really going on here, can be pretty quickly. Kenya in the news for what? For $800 million of flowers. They're getting a boost in their flower market because of China. Who knew? The flower farm in Kenya is the fourth largest exporter of cut flowers in the world. I didn't know that. I was just reading a story about that. So $800 million in 2017, I think it's going to be higher because they're having less problems. China, it's a different thing because of the tariff and also the distance. So because of that, they're starting to pick up the runoff. There's been a 25% yearly increase in demand for flowers from Kenya. And they imported 2.5 million flowers from Kenya. So when China is lacking, too, they turn to Kenya. But then it's the export challenges where how do you get the flowers in? and where do you take the flowers and how do you get them? And that's the biggest hurdle they have to face every single time. You think about that. Cut, like I said, cut flowers. And getting them to wherever it is they're going, hoping they're okay, and doing everything you can to get them to the point that they make it to the destination. But who knew? 800 million. Wow. Crazy. You know what the longest flight is? Do you want to know what the longest flight is? I'm going to tell you. Bum, ba-da-da. Singapore to New York. You didn't guess it. 19 hours in the air. Oh, 19 hours. What would that be like for the person? I suppose if someone was paying the freight, it wouldn't be as bad. I mean, wouldn't you have to be able to sleep? I would think you'd have to be able to sleep. It's so big, this plane. And these flights will run 3 times a week from Singapore to Newark. Because what they did was, Singapore Airlines took delivery of Airbus's newest wide-body, the A350-900 ULR, and it's got a fleet that's pretty interesting, 45 more on order, but they've got 22 of them. They did a flight test, 5 hours round trip, launched from the airframe assembly plant in France. So the miles on that, 11,160 miles. Oof. That's a lot of miles, nonstop. The kind of fuel they'd be carrying, oh, is it comfortable? That's what I would say. That's just too, you'd have to walk around. That's so many hours on a plane. You feel like you're in a tube, right? You can fool us, but we know we're in a tube, and that's how you're transporting us. I just can't wrap my brain around it. Almost a full day. No stop off in between, nada, none of it, nope. Just all the way through, all the way through. Wow. Crazy is what it is. In Europe, they have the richest race, you know what it is? The Prix de l'Arc Triomphe. And it is a race course. And it's held at Longchamp. Since the days of Napoleon, 150 years ago. Think of Napoleon cheering on these horses, uh-huh. Anyway, tens of thousands of spectators go there, and they did the purse, $11.1 million. That's a lot of reason to run your horses, isn't it? Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Proactive
right.
MD has an incredible offer
We're
for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael, now with 125 mile per hour winds, is expected to hit the Florida Panhandle starting tonight. Jason McDonald says he and his family decided to leave Panama City Beach and head north into Alabama.
We want to get them out of the way. And, yeah, so
you know, we don't know if it's going to wipe out our house or not, or anything like that. So we pulled the travel trailer, so at least we have that.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Most of the models are in very good agreement about this is where it's going to go. Not only making landfall over portions of the Florida Panhandle, but then from there going up towards Georgia and into the Carolinas pretty quickly. And that's good. That will help limit a lot of the rainfall that will end up being produced. But it doesn't help in terms of some of the other aspects.
The forecast calls for a storm surge of up to 13 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of bighorn sheep, I think of this next woman. Daily Morgan joins us now, and she's written a cool book called Bummer, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. That title alone makes me want to run out and tell all my friends, you got to buy this book. And the book is really, really good. Daily, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell me, what was it that made you want to write this book, first of all?
Well, we moved to Challis, Idaho. We graduated from Utah State University and moved to Challis, Idaho. And my former husband was a bighorn sheep research biologist. And we had 4 children at that time. And so we just spent our life. I spent in the winter teaching, and in the summer we roamed the hills and found sheep and had a good time. And then my former husband found this orphaned baby bighorn sheep and brought her home. And that's what started the book.
Jaylene, do you think there's misconceptions about bighorn sheep?
Well, I think there are some. I think for one thing, they're an elusive animal. And so no one knows too much about them. Number one, and number two, they are an endangered animal. And so their numbers are going down. And boy, I think to lose this magnificent animal would be a real terrible thing for us as humans. Well, and for the whole environment.
Boy, I didn't even know they were endangered. How about that? Like you say, they're an elusive animal, which is why it's so cool, because I want to make sure everybody knows this is a children's picture book. We're talking about pets. We're talking about, you know, if you think of genres, nature, science, studies, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's really clever for you to introduce children to the Bighorn Sheep. What do you hope kids get out of reading your book and parents reading it to them?
Well, I think the first thing, I have to say that I have a passion about reading aloud to children. And so I think the first thing is to just enjoy this book, read it as a family, talk about it, do research about it. It's just endless, the things that you can do from reading this book.
Yeah, and I would think, too, it teaches them about the Bighorn Sheep. It opens their eyes to that. And then the title's so intriguing, Bummer, Our Pet Horn Sheep. So what is Bummer? I mean, people think Bummer. Whoa, Bummer, that's pretty interesting. How'd you come up with that?
Well, we actually had two names we called her. We called her Lambo and Bummer. And I actually wrote a story in 1984 and had it published in the Cricket magazine, and it was entitled Lambo, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. And that was one of the names. But we also called her Bummer because the meaning of bummer with a lamb is that they do not have a mother.
Oh.
And so when I wrote the book, my son was talking with me. He said, oh, don't use Lambo. He said, Bummer has more finesse. It has more impact. Use Bummer. And so that's what I did.
I love it. So, and by the way, is that for Lambo Field? No.
No, it's just a name we attached to lamb and put O on it, just Lambo. It's just a name. It has no meaning, but Bummer does have a meaning.
Your family is very creative and good at naming sheep, that's for sure. So what people don't know, you talk about, you know, sheep being elusive. Bighorn sheep, they live in herds, don't they?
They do. They depend on a herd. And in the story, I talk about how we found out we couldn't put her in the shed like we planned. Because she had to be with us all the time. She had to be with at least one of us.
Wow.
Because we were her herd.
So if you were her herd, what happened as Bummer got bigger? Bummer was just like a bigger dog?
She certainly was. The only problem is she would jump up on cars. So when she got much bigger, it became a really, really big problem.
Wow. How interesting is that? And the name of the book, again, Bummer, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. You can pick it up Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, of course. And you mentioned that you had a love of reading and obviously a gift for writing and coming up with stories and putting those stories down. Did you ever think that you would be an author and you would publish books?
You know, I don't think I did, although when I have started to work as an author and found little bits and pieces that I've written, I guess I have been writing all my life without realizing it. And of course, I was an educator. I was an elementary teacher and then a principal. And so I was always working with children. And I worked also, in my school district, I was the director of all of our elementary libraries, which put me in touch with books and children and reading all the time.
Wow. I love that. And so you understand the mind of a child then. So this, in putting this together, you have a unique position in writing to kids, right? And to be able to see it through their eyes. And did you try to do that when you were putting it together?
Well, I guess I didn't think of it in that way, but, you know, having worked with children, I know what that's one of the reasons that I wrote it from my daughter's viewpoint, who was, what was she, six then or eight? I guess she was eight, because I thought that would be more, advantageous for the children to read about another child telling the story.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We're speaking with Daylene Morgan, by the way, and what a terrific story it is. How about when you tried to match the words with illustrations? What was it like trying to figure that part of the book out?
Well, I just divided the book into different pages, and then I had it in my mind the picture that she would go with it. So when I sent it to the publisher, I sent the page and then a description of what the picture that should go with that part of the page. So that's the way I had a hard time being happy with the final result, I can tell you.
That means you're a typical author because nobody's ever satisfied. But what was it like when you finally got the book? There's nothing like that feeling, I think. What was it like for you?
Oh, it was so exciting when they delivered those books to me and I opened it up and there was a book that I had written with my name and with pictures of us. It was the most exciting thing I have ever, but it was very exciting.
Oh, I love it. What was the reaction to your book? You know, you talked about your son. What was the reaction with other people to you being an author and having this book?
Well, I've just had a really, I have a big family. I have 4 children. I have 15 grandchildren, and I have 20 counting great-grandchildren.
Wow.
So I had a whole following that was very excited. And of course, I sent everybody a book, all my family, you know. And so I got some really great reactions from my family.
Wow.
And especially my children, because they lived it and they remembered it.
Yeah, I love that. And I want to tell everyone, too, that you know, you did another book, and it was called Moose on Clifford Street. So I think with you writing these books, I think you definitely have an affinity for animals. Am I right?
Well, yes. But the way that book came about, I was a principal at the Irving Kindergarten Center in Blackfoot. And my little granddaughter was going to the school, and she came running in one morning, and she said, Grandma, guess what? There was a moose on Clifford Street. And I said, oh, Haley, that sounds like a story. But she is now 34, and it took me that long to write the book.
Wow.
Decide to write the book.
Wow. I like that you decided to write the book. And that's a good question to ask you. I mean, we know you like to read, and we talked about kids and all that, which, oh, your connection is fabulous and being a teacher. But what was the whole writing process like for you to actually put it on paper?
Well, you know what? I have a story that I'm writing or processing. I carry it in my mind for quite a while. It just, and different parts of it, you know, will manifest itself and before I ever start to write. And then when I start to write, then it just kind of flows because it's been in my mind so long.
Yeah.
And then after I finish the first draft, then I go back and read it aloud. I have to read it aloud because I have to hear if it flows, you know, if it sounds good. And I bet I read it aloud about 10 times before I'm through with it.
Yeah. I mean, such a smart thing to do. So excited for you. And again, the book Bummer, Our Pet Bighorn Sheep. And you've opened our eyes certainly to the bighorn sheep. There's no question about that. And your world is fascinating to me. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. And I would like to say that I have another book that I have written, Bummer and the Nanny Goat.
Ooh, so that's next, so we can look forward to that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, we'll do that. We'll continue to build our bookshelf with all of your fabulous books. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
He's written a book called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things. But on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You're, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is. And it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? Is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is, and part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book. But what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you, too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.